Tales of Enchantment from Spain, The Luck Fairies. Once upon a time there was a widow who had an only daughter. The girl was very beautiful to look at, but she was insufferably lazy, and she had such an enormous appetite that she was known throughout the town as a glutton. One day as the mother went to mass, she said, "Daughter, sweep the house while I am gone and have a breakfast ready for me when I return." When the woman came home from mass, the house was unswept and the breakfast had all been eaten. There were still delicious odors of it in the kitchen, but there was not a bite of food left. The mother was very angry, and seizing the broom, she started to beat her daughter. The girl ran out into the street, crying bitterly. Now there was an inn opposite the girl's home, and the stranger who was breakfasting there noticed the girl's tears and her great beauty. "Why is that poor girl crying?" he asked the woman who kept the inn. The innkeeper well knew the girl's lazy ways and gluttonous habits, and she suspected what the trouble was, but she did not want to gossip about her neighbors to the stranger, so she said, "That girl who lives opposite is the most industrious girl I ever saw. Her mother has to beat her to keep her from working too hard." The man looked thoughtfully at the beautiful weeping girl. "I'd like to know a girl like that," he said. "All the girls I know are so lazy that they do not earn their salt. That is why I have never married. Now that I've discovered a really industrious girl, a pretty one too, I believe I'll marry her at once. Go on and arrange the wedding for me." The innkeeper could hardly believe her ears. However, she promised to arrange the wedding, and she went at once to her neighbor across the street. "My daughter ate all the breakfast before I got home from mass," cried her neighbor. "Did anyone ever have such a troublesome daughter on her hands as I have?" "We all have our crosses to bear, and God has given you this one," said the innkeeper. "However, I have an offer of marriage for your daughter, and perhaps she will leave you soon in peace. The only difficulty is that I told the gentleman that she's very industrious and..." "Industrious? I cannot allow him to be so deceived. My conscience would never allow me so to fool any man," cried the girl's mother. "Do not worry, Senora," said the innkeeper. "I have found out all about the man. He has plenty of money to hire servants to do his work for him. Your daughter will not need to show whether or not she is industrious. You cannot afford to allow an offer like this to pass by." The mother was at length persuaded to consent to the marriage. The innkeeper went on with the arrangement for the wedding. She and the mother were to accompany the bridal pair to their home. On the journey, the girl noticed a smooth green field bordered with beautiful trees. "How I'd like to lie down under the trees and rest," she remarked. The bridegroom was riding ahead. "What did she say?" he asked. "She says that she'd like the opportunity to plant a field like that with flax," said the innkeeper hastily, before the girl could repeat her remark. Soon they passed a big house with many outbuildings. "I'm so hungry, I could eat all the food that that house could contain," remarked the girl. "What did she say?" asked the bridegroom, who was still riding ahead. "She says that she'd like the opportunity to fill all the storerooms in that place," replied the innkeeper. "Didn't I tell you what an industrious bride you were getting?" The innkeeper and the bride's mother left the bridal pair at their new home. It was a fine, large house set in the midst of fertile fields. The next day, the girl's husband prepared to leave home for the day to attend to some necessary business. "I'm sorry to have to leave you so soon, but here is plenty of flax for you to spin, and perhaps you will not miss me too much," he said. He showed her the flax and went away. As soon as he was gone, the girl took an enormous bag of nuts she had noticed in one of the storerooms and ate nuts until there were no more in the bag. Then she remembered the flax. She took her spinning to the balcony, but she made sorry work of it. She did not know how to spin, and she tied the threads together instead of twisting them. Three fairies passed by while she was busy with the spinning. "Do you see that beautiful girl spinning in the balcony?" asked the first fairy. Do you see what quantities of flax she has to spin? Asked the second fairy. Do you see what sorry work she makes of her spinning? Asked the third fairy. I'm going to do her spinning for her, said the first fairy. I am going to weave the thread into cloth for her, said the second fairy. I'm going to make the cloth up into sheets and tablecloths and garments for her, said the third fairy. The three fairies went to work, and soon the storerooms of the entire house were filled to overflowing with new garments and sheets and table linen made from the beautifully woven cloth. When it was time for the girl's husband to return, she took the bag full of empty nutshells and hid them under her mattress. As her husband entered the house, he heard her crying. "What is the matter with my dear little bride?" he asked as he ran to her bedside. "I am so tired that even my bones crack," cried the girl as she turned over in bed and the nutshells under the mattress rattled and scraped together. I have worked and worked at the spinning and weaving until I am nearly dead with my weariness. Go and look in the storerooms, and you will see that I have good reason to be tired. The bridegroom looked in the storerooms. He was filled with amazement when he saw the great quantities of completed garments. How did she ever accomplish so much? Cried he. No wonder the poor girl is so tired that even her bones crack with her weariness. Never again shall my beautiful wife do a bit of work in my house. Tomorrow I will hire servants to do it for her. Now that I have found such a jewel of a wife, so beautiful and so industrious, I must take better care of her. Otherwise, she will kill herself with overwork and I shall be left desolate. From that day on, the girl never did a bit of work, thanks to the work which the three fairies had done for her, and to the good reputation which the kind neighbor, the innkeeper, had given her. No one else in the world has ever been able, however, to escape work so easily. There is no use trying.